Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says, my child, you've been through many trials and tribulations, but I want you to know that I am with you always. I see your struggles and your doubts. I see your fears. I know the weight of the burdens you carry, even as the cross that bore down on my bleeding shoulders. Always bear uppermost in your mind that my spirit, my Holy Spirit on the inside of you is your strength, your resilience, and your unwavering faith. Remember that you are never alone. I am always with you, ready to guide, comfort, and protect you. Lean on me in times of trouble. Trust that I will never let you fall. And refuse to lose hope. The darkness you're experiencing will not last forever. The dawn is coming, for I am the day spring arising in your heart. And with that dawn, a new beginning. I have a plan for your life filled with hope and a future worth living. You are my chosen vessel, a precious child in whom I delight. You are fearfully and wonderfully made with unique purpose and destiny. Embrace your calling. Walk confidently in the path I've set before you. Do not be afraid to step out in faith. Trust me to be your constant companion even when the road seems uncertain. I will lead you to green pastures. I will ever lead you as the good shepherd to green pastures and still waters. I will refresh your soul and I will renew your spirit. For I have given you strength to overcome every obstacle. I have given you wisdom to discern the truth in the midst and in the cloud of lies. I have given you courage to face any challenge. So rise up and shake off the chains of doubt and fear. Put on my armor and stand firm in your faith, for I am with you always. Even to the ends of the earth.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at again at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.